Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone. Keep your hand on your gun. Don't you trust anyone.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live. We do have a lot still to talk about. Obviously, I don't even know where to begin. Pretty much, like, it's like too crazy because I want to get into Sebastian Gorka. But if I talk about Sebastian Gorka, then I gotta talk about everything that has to do with the current counterterrorism plan that Trump has, and then connect that to the wider establishment of the global biometric control grid. And do I really want to dive into that right now? Because there's so much other giant news today that I think we'll start with. I think actually we'll start with the CIA testifying today to the Congress, blaming Dr. Anthony Fauci for covering up the Chinese COVID lab leak by injecting himself into a top secret probe. And we can go to clip number 15 here. This is that CIA whistleblower testifying to Congress about the involvement of Anthony Fauci in the great cover-up. Let's watch.
Paul and other members of the Oversight Committee, thank you for the complimentary introduction, and I appreciate the committee's dedication to transparency and accountability. I am a career CIA operations officer, and as you mentioned, I was on joint duty assignment at the Office of Director National Intelligence Directors Initiatives Group, or the DIG, between March 2025 and April 2026. I was responsible for leading the DIG's investigation into COVID origins, anomalous health incidents, and unidentified anomalous phenomena. I'm here today to discuss the COVID cover-up, the national security implications associated with the DIG's investigative findings, and CIA refusal to comply with lawful oversight, as well as how we remedy these problems. Intelligence community leaders and senior analysts downplayed the possibility that the COVID pandemic originated as a result of a lab incident. Motives are difficult to define given the scope of the DIG's review. Intentional or not, the IC's actions resulted in a cover-up, wasted resources, and a failure to properly inform policymakers. Public health policy would have been very different had the American public been made aware that a virus from a lab in China was going to serve as the foundation for an emergency use authorization mRNA products being mandated by the former administration. Dr. Fauci's role in the cover-up was intentional. Dr. Fauci influenced the analytical process and findings by leveraging his position to ensure the IC consulted with a conflicted list of curated subject matter experts, public health officials, and scientists. This included some of the authors of the paper, The Proximal Origin of SARS-CoV-2, and other public health experts who have been in his orbit for the last 20-plus years. Some of the scientists were part of the Biological Sciences Experts Group, or the BSEG, an office of Director National Intelligence Advisory Body, whose members often receive considerable funding from NIAID and public health agencies. The BSEG scientists influenced National Laboratory WMD research, policy decisions, finished analysis, and other intelligence matters, creating misaligned incentives and conflicts of interest, as well as counterintelligence issues. Since 2006, the BSEG consulted part-time on biodefense issues for the IC, while conducting government...
So, again, I we know this already. You know, this is another one of these things where it's like, okay, they're going to come out and confirm what we already know absolutely, with absolutely no question, no vagueness in any of this. We have the emails from Anthony Fauci himself where he's directing people to go launch a, you know, counterattack against the fact that this was a lab leak. Again, I don't know why people don't. Do you understand what's implied by this? Do you understand that they're covering it up because they knew the answer, and them knowing the answer means that they withheld crucial information that would have altered the entire trajectory of the lockdown, the pandemic, the vaccine, all of it? All of it could have been better, could have been easier, right? If they'd come out right away and said, we know where this virus came from, it came from this lab, we can dissect its exact DNA sequence and handle it that way. Like, they pretended not to know to put you in a state of fear and uncertainty so they could take advantage of that and force you to do things you wouldn't otherwise do, while also hiding up their complicity in the creation and the release of the virus in the first place. Do we not understand the seriousness of what was just revealed, what was just confirmed for the umpteenth time about Anthony Fauci not just knowing the truth about the source of the virus, but actively engaged in the cover-up of it while telling people, as the spokesperson for the U.S. government at the time, that they didn't know where it was or that it was, in fact, zoonotic? People got kicked off the internet, like banned off X and all sorts of places because of that lie. And they knew it was a lie the entire time. But why is the CIA telling us this? Why is it a CIA whistleblower talking about this? According to whistleblowers from within the NIAID, Ralph Baric said to them, the CIA got me to do this. So is this the CIA covering up their own complicity in this activity by trying to blame it on Anthony Fauci? Was it not strategic to come out with this information literally one day after the statute of limitations expires? I mean, is that not the biggest joke in the world? They literally wait until one day after the statute of limitations expires to have this new whistleblower come out and say this. And do you know that Event 201, the chairman, the chairperson of that event was Avril Haines, who became the director of national intelligence under Joe Biden? So for the CIA to come out and say, oh, this was Anthony Fauci, he forced our hand, he injected himself into this process and made us do these things, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The head of national intelligence under Biden was the woman who was the chairperson for Event 201, the training seminar where they practiced and, you know, decided exactly how they would treat the misinformation about the lab leak scenario that they had already planned on discrediting before the virus was even known to the vast majority of the world. So I think we've got, like I said, a very tangled web here. The story is at Daily Mail. An active CIA agent has accused Dr. Anthony Fauci of orchestrating a cover-up that derailed American spies from blaming the COVID pandemic on China. CIA officer James Erdman told senators on Capitol Hill that in August 2021, the intelligence community was on the verge of concluding the pandemic leaked from the lab in Wuhan, China. Oh. I'm sorry, what? I missed that part. Y'all get it? You get what I'm laughing at? August 2021? This is what I mean. It's like, okay, what's really going on here? Because I can show you a video of me in January of 2020 saying that it came from the lab in Wuhan, China. It took them, what, 21 months after that to come to the same conclusion? They're all playing games, folks. The CIA was behind this in the first place. That's so funny. August 2021, they got around to figuring out where the virus was from, did they? Okay. That wouldn't have been helpful by that point. By that point, the damage was done. This is what I mean. Well, what are they actually doing? Is it just theater? Is it just to make people like me think that they're doing something? Think that things are coming out? Think that cases are being progressed? because as far as I know, whistleblowers before have said that Ralph Baric, the guy who was managing the whole operation in the first place, was taking instruction from the CIA. Avril Haines, who almost certainly had CIA connections before ever being a part of the Office of the Director of National Intelligence, was the one running Event 201. I mean, what the hell? August 2021, the CIA finally comes around to the most obvious fact about the virus from the very beginning. Literally, it's that video of me standing in front of the White House. We were in D.C. I'm pretty sure it was January 20th, 2020. January 21st, 2020. And I'm sitting there going, yeah, it either came from this wet market down the street from the Level 4 bioweapons lab, or it came from the Level 4 bioweapons lab with a history of safety violations. We knew that in January of 2020. And the CIA expects us to believe that it took them until August 2021 to figure it out. BS. Just days before the bombshell finding could be released, Fauci injected himself into the probe and significantly influenced intelligence officials to drop their conclusion. Fauci was then head of the NIAID. Dr. Fauci's role in the cover-up was intentional, Erdman told the Senate Homeland Security Committee on Wednesday morning. Dr. Fauci influenced the analytical process and findings by leveraging his position to ensure the IC, intelligence community, consulted with a conflicted list of curated subject matter experts, public health officials, and scientists. Republican Senator Rand Paul told Erdman, a career CIA special operations officer, asked Erdman whether Fauci played a significant role in CIA scientists abandoning their consensus that the disease originated from a lab. It was significantly influenced, Erdman replied, before claiming that documentation